WJTL, the afters, you never gave up on me. Good morning, 721.
Good morning, everyone. Intern Hannah here with your weather forecast for today through this weekend. Today, cloudy and breezy with a high of 75. Tonight, clear skies, low 59. Tomorrow, it will be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. And Saturday, also sunny, high of 84. Sunday, mostly cloudy with afternoon showers likely, high of 83 degrees. Currently in Harrisburg at 62, in Lancaster, New York, 61.
Our very special guest, our friend Matt Hershey, is here. Matt, the Chief Development Officer with Jubilee Ministries. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Matt. We've been asking our guests to share their life verse. Can you do that?
Yeah, I will. And I've shared this here before, but it's always good for me to hear it again. John 12, 24. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone, but its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives.
Mm. And why is that important to you?
You know, life is hard for all of us. We can all walk around and look like things are good, but you know, it's parenting or leadership or just even internal stuff. And really, if we're not fully devoted to God and if we're not dying to the things that we are trying to control, like it just doesn't work out. But that full devotion, I think the call to full devotion in there and that death to the things that we want to control here on this earth and live for the Lord and what he has for us is what's really wrapped up in that for me.
Mm, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Sure.
So tell us about Jubilee Ministries.
Yeah, so Jubilee Ministries is a prison ministry with chaplains in prisons across Pennsylvania, 12 prisons, 17 chaplains in those prisons. And then we have men and women coming out of prison into our aftercare program. And in the aftercare program, they're learning to do life and God's way and get a discipleship relationship with Jesus as they're being mentored by the staff. They're working in our thrift stores. We also have a landscaping division and a furniture building division where they're learning job skills. So,
yeah.
So they're getting practical life skills as they learn to seek the Lord and what he has for their life.
That's very cool. And your thrift stores and these other things that you do are a way that you support your ministry.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Along with our generous donors in the community and our 2025 fundraising dinner, which we have every September.
Yeah. Before we talk about that, do you have any great stories about how God has worked through your ministry?
Yeah, I just want to share one brief story this morning that we had an aftercare student that approached one of the staff members with great excitement one day, and he reported to the staff member that another student in the aftercare program had apologized to him, detailing numerous events of mistreatment, disrespect, and bullying. And the confessing student brought up each occurrence with a heart of repentance. The receiving student shared that he cried as he heard these transparent apologies. And the man making amends admitted that he did not know why he mistreated the other student and felt conviction from the Lord that he must break this hurtful behavior. And, you know, that may be a small thing, just, you know, saying, hey, I'm sorry, I've been, you know, picking on you, bullying you, just, you know, I'm giving you a hard time. And I'm sorry. And the Lord has convicted me of that. And it brought this other student to tears. And perhaps a small thing, but in the lives of those that we're ministering to, a huge thing and an indication of the life change that God is bringing into their hearts.
And if folks want to hear more of those life-changing stories, they can hear them at your upcoming banquet.
They can, and we love telling these stories of life change at our fundraising dinner. We always have a video focusing on a particular life change story from a student or somebody that's been involved in our ministry, and so we're looking forward to sharing that and others.
And where and when is the event?
Yeah, so it's September 18th and 19th. It's a Thursday or a Friday. You can pick either night. It's at Lebanon Area Evangelical Free Church at 6:30 p.m. Both of those nights. And you can go online to jub.org/dinner and you can RSVP right there.
Is there a cost to attend?
There is not a cost to attend.
Okay, but you do need to RSVP.
You do need to RSVP to get a seat. That's right.
Yeah. Is there a deadline?
There is a deadline, September 5th,
okay.
And so get those RSVPs in as soon as possible.
Awesome. You can check out all the details online at jub.org. Matt, besides the testimonies and the great food and everything that's going on, what's your hope for that night as far as fundraising?
You know, we want people to walk away inspired by the work that God is doing, and as they're giving generously financially as part of that night, that they're responding out of what God's doing.
Awesome.
That's the heart of what we hope to share that night.
Love that. Check it out, September 18th and 19th, Lebanon Area Evangelical Free Church. It's a Thursday and a Friday. You must RSVP. Just go to jub.org to do that very thing. Matt, we love having you here. We wish you the best.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Have a great rest of your day. Back to the music we go with Tarn Wells. Take it all back. WJTL, good morning.